You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Stupid News time here at FM 99. Stupid News brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant presenting Godfrey. Godfrey Thursday through Sunday. The Funny Bone in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information, won't you? Item number one in Stupid News this morning. Every day, a homeowner in Pennsylvania is reminded of a mistake that he made 13 years ago.
Oh, man.
Every day at around 8 o'clock in the evening, the house comes alive with the sound of an alarm clock going off. An alarm clock that he accidentally dropped down the wall 13 years ago.
That's one hell of a battery.
It's still going.
Yeah, since 2004.
Yeah. Jerry Lynn of Ross Township, Pennsylvania, wanted to punch a hole through his living room wall so he could put TV cable in. He was concerned about puncturing wires or pipes and stuff in the wall, so he came up with the brilliant idea that he would lower an alarm clock through one of the open chutes in the wall down from the upstairs, and wherever he could hear the beeping, he'd punch the hole.
Yeah, he had it on a string. I saw this on the overnight news.
Yeah. He put it on a string. Smart guy, not really. No, clearly not a scout, because this is not a good knot.
No.
No.
Then it tumbled off the string and just lays in the bottom of the wall cavity somewhere, going off every night at 8 o'clock. And rather than punch a hole in the wall and get the damn thing out,
he just leaves it there.
Jerry, once again, smart as he is, lets it go off every day and has been doing so for 13 years. Well, now the family just ignores it. It goes off until it gets tired, and then it resets itself.
You would figure that it would just eventually die.
That was his thought.
13 years later, wow.
That was his thought. Jerry, I say fix the drywall. Yep. Just you could sell that battery, man.
Yeah.
Whoever made it, whatever company it is. Anyway, try as he might, he couldn't retrieve the alarm clock. He figured it would probably run out of battery in 3 or 4 months. It's been going for 13 years.
It's really impressive.
Yep. Yeah.
And stupid.
Yeah. And that's why we call it?
Yeah. Amazing. I thought there might be one more quote from Jerry there in the article, but no. He was quiet. That's item one.
Item number two. Is a fight between 60-year-old Miguel Anaya Pablo and his pig.
And his pig?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Miguel's a farmer in southwestern Mexico.
Okay.
He went out drinking one night, came back home, and decided to start a fight with his pig after that night of drinking.
I am going to show this pig who the pig is.
The local media reports that the pig became aggressive after the farmer provoked it, jumping up and knocking the farmer over. The animal then bit off 3 of the fingers of Mr. Pablo's right hand and then bit off his penis.
Oh, my.
Now I really hate the pig.
The other white meat.
Yes.
The farmer was rushed to the hospital, treated for bite wounds, but despite their interventions, doctors could not control the bacterial infections caused by the pig's bites. Oh. Mr. Pablo eventually died after the attack.
It was a bad idea.
Wow. He lost his wiener?
He lost his life.
And he's alive?
Yes.
He killed him through the penis.
Hey, log this as a PSA.
Yeah.
Don't fight pigs.
Don't fight pigs.
It nipped off his chorizo.
You can lose your wiener.
That's right.
And your life.
It starts with your wiener. It ends with
true.
Life starts
your life.
With your
That's
wiener.
It's a rough way to go.
Yes.
And ends with your life. Yes.
Ends with
As
your life.
As your life.
End.
And scene.
Yes.
All right, then finally this. Finally this morning. This is an amazing story. It's the story of the Prince of Montenegro. The Prince of Montenegro. Who's been visited by celebrities of all kinds. And actually has this little business where he confers like a his version of a knighthood on you for a small fee.
No, you just have to pay your way in. Yeah. You don't have to do anything.
A 57-year-old guy, His Royal Highness Stefan Sinaric, the hereditary Prince of Montenegro, Serbia, and Albania.
Yeah.
Claiming to be a descendant of the Roman Emperor Constantine, the head of the Montenegrin royal family, traveled all around Europe in a black Mercedes with the Montenegro flags and the royal insignia, staying in luxury hotels, had his own bottle, his own brand of wine, a vineyard, all this other stuff. Turns out the whole thing's a complete sham. No. There's no Prince of Montenegro.
No.
He's a total con man. He's an Italian guy, and he is now going to jail. He's been doing this for, like, decades. Oh. It's an amazing story. There's a picture here, Rod. I brought this just for you. That's him conferring a knighthood on Pamela Anderson.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, she's on her knees in front of him.
So she's not a knight anymore?
No. Nope, that's right.
Oh, man.
She can get a lot done on her knees in front of you, by
as
the way.
We know.
Yes.
Well, she is legend.
She became an honorary member of Motley Crue that way.
Yeah, she did.
He takes a sword on each one of her boobs.
Yes.
Yes.
That's how he does it instead of the shoulders.
No.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee knighted her also.
Yes, oh, he did. That's right. He's
on each shoulder.
He baptized her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On his website, the prince described himself as the head of the family that ruled Montenegro, Albania, and Serbia. Wow, from the 14th century to the second half of the 18th century. And he then published family trees, photographs, and illustrations of medals, seals, coats of arms, legal rulings, findings for his family. It all looked very impressive, but according to Italian police, it was just nonsense. Mm. He just made it all up.
It's like something his mom told him, and he believed it. Like, you're the best, you're the prince, honey.
Yes, you are.
However, his elaborate con proved very effective for many years. He attended receptions organized by actual royal families.
Yes.
Just 2 weeks ago, he shared a table with the Princess of Greece and Denmark in Athens. He met with bishops at the Vatican, attended lavish parties on private yachts. Mm. The mayor of an Italian town, even though a reception was in his honor a while back, threw a reception in his honor after the Prince of Montenegro promised to promote the town to business people in his own country. Perhaps his greatest achievement was getting Pamela Anderson to kneel before him.
Yeah.
They show the photo. Yeah. He traveled all around Europe staying for free in high-end hotels in his Mercedes with the flags on it and everything. Thing's a total scam. It's a fantastic story. I don't have time to read it all here, but I would encourage you to look it up. It's a hell of a read, man. It's Catch Me If You Can, baby. Like the 10th power. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why it's called
Stupid News.